In the movie Black Dahlia, one of Hollywood's most celebrated directors meets one of Hollywood's most celebrated unsolved mysteries. But our critic, Bob Mondello, isn't celebrating.
Lee and Bucky are L.A. detectives in 1947, partners with different temperaments, the same taste in women, and an upcoming boxing match that's supposed to help raise money for the police department, something about a bond issue. Lee is going to bet on himself.
My girl's got a taste for nice things, and I can't afford to let her down. Right, babe?
Keep talking about me in third person. It sends me.
What do you think of all this, Miss Lake?
Well, for civic reasons, I hope the LAPD is ridiculed for perpetrating this farce. For personal reasons, I hope Lee wins. And for aesthetic reasons, I hope you both look good with your shirts off.
Snappy start, even if the boxing match is just a distraction from the main event. Actually, the first 40 minutes of this movie are a distraction. The character setups for Lee and Bucky, the murder case they're working on, a zoot suit riot, and a big shootout that director Brian De Palma illustrates with some really neat tracking shots. All distractions. And then the camera backs up from the shootout, and there, hidden in the grass by the side of a road, 40 minutes into the picture, is a truly grim, chopped-up sight. The plot.
Nice white girl gets snuffed. Gotta show the voters they did the right thing passing the bond issue. It's A+, Buck. We don't miss this.
Maybe she wasn't such a nice girl. Maybe that old lady that Nash snuffed was somebody's loving granny. Maybe we let the Bureau handle this and we get back to our job before Nash snuffs somebody else.
Get any other maybes?
Yeah, maybe we've had enough headlines.
The real-life murder of Betty Short made plenty of headlines in 1947. She was a would-be actress found disemboweled and cut in half near the Hollywood studios where she'd hoped to work. The case was never solved, but it inspired plenty of fiction, from false confessions to more than a dozen novels. James Ellroy's Black Dahlia, published in 1987, came at the story obliquely, spinning a complicated tale of two cops, body doubles, and nefarious schemes involving real estate development. And De Palma has elected to keep more of those details in this movie than it can comfortably hold. It doesn't help that the actors all seem to be in different films. Fiona Shaw playing a society matron as high camp. Hilary Swank playing a vamp, more or less straight. Scarlett Johansson playing a sweater. And Josh Hartnett just staring blankly, muttering Bucky's lines and looking helpless as various women rip his shirt off. Kay was lucky. He does look good without it. De Palma also gives himself a few lines. He's the off-screen director's voice on Betty Short's audition reel, putting the soon-to-be murder victim through her acting paces.
You think that I'm beautiful and that you love me?
Miss Short, you know, this is a very sad scene. Do you think you're capable of playing sadness?
That's a question he should have asked his leading man. De Palma orchestrates gorgeous camera work and lush scoring, but you get a feeling that the director was more interested in outdoing other films noir than he was in telling a coherent mystery story. He's got Hitchcock moments and Chinatown moments and a lesbian bar scene that threatens to become a Busby Berkeley moment, each with its own distinct plot thread. And finally, in Black Dahlia's last reel, De Palma brings all those plot threads together. And what's he got? A tangled mess. I'm Bob Mondello.